the offense scoring, the defense getting into the act here with a defensive score and also a safety tonight, and a very balanced Reese running attack and passing attack. Yacklin to Nakowski, two touchdown passes there, and touchdown runs. Troy Elbers with a couple, Spencer Boohinger with one, and Travis Menapace with that last one.
Van Hooten on the handoff, going to pick up a couple yards, second down and eight coming up.
Tim Warrick back in at quarterback for the Lakers, so nice to see him back in there.
Hubley scored again, 56-14. The Hatchets did score another one as well. 56-14, Hubley all over the Bad Axe Hatchets on homecoming night in Hubley, so the Hubley faithful going home happy. Coach Sweeney's regular season win streak continues to roll. It is now at 29 games.
Looks like we have an injured Rocket on the field.
Yeah, and the Lakers picked up a first down on that last play. And get some obvious pain as the Reese player tried to get up and then fell right back down to the turf. So we have 1:27 to play here in the third quarter. Reese with a 48-8 lead.
And I have a update hot off the press here. Vasco leading USA 28-6.
All right, so the Vulcans opening up the lead on that one, and Vassar looking to stay in the race for the Greater Thumb West title. They are sitting right now in third place at 2-1. A win will bump them up to 3-1. The injured player coming off the field for the Rockets, Mitch Gilmore, favoring his left leg, perhaps left ankle, but able to come off under his own power. So Lakers picked up a first down, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line, a minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. It seems like this third quarter, Jason, is all of a sudden kind of just dragged right down to a halt.
Yeah, and with the running clock situation, you think, if anything, it'd go a little bit quicker, but Lakers still fighting.
Yep, Van Hooten on the carry out over the 35 to the close to the 39-yard line. That will bring up second down with a minute to play here in the third. Second down in about three coming up.
Well, that Vassar USA game there, a tight game at the half there, but Vassar's starting to pull away here, and they set themselves up. Vassar kind of going into a little bit easier part of their schedule here. With Bad Axe, Frankenmuth, and others upcoming yet.
Second down and three, under 35 seconds to play here in the quarter. Direct snap to Van Hooten. Van Hooten has a first down at the 47-yard line. A penalty marker coming in late here on the play.
I think they might get big old Jim Kaczynski there with a penalty block in the back. Actually, it's going to be a block below the waist, but Kaczynski, number 61 for the Lakers, pulling on that play there and really put a hurt on one of those Reese defenders out there.
So the first down, will the first down stand is the question. Probably not, right?
Not the way they're heading back. They're actually going to lose a few yards on this one. Go from second and three to about second and eight or nine.
Yep, second down and nine. 26 seconds to play here in this third quarter. This very well could be the final play in the third quarter here. And taken down near the 32-yard line was Van Hooten. May have lost a yard on the play. That is the final play here in the third quarter. 48-8 Rockets all over the Lakers. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
I'm proud of our local schools and our student athletes. Whether it's at the game or on the road, make your school, our community, and our students proud by displaying positive sportsmanship. Good sportsmanship and positive citizenship are vital in the development of good citizens. Our schools gladly welcome the challenge of being leaders in academics, athletics, and sportsmanship. Let's continue these proud traditions while we foster and celebrate the great talents of our area youth.
Paid for by the committee to elect Terry Brown.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Reese High School, 48-8. The Rockets all over the Lakers in this one, and that Ubley Bad Axe game has now gone final. Ubley 56, Bad Axe 22. So that is a final score out of Ubley, 56-22. The Bearcats go to 6-0 and have now reached the playoffs for 10 straight years in a row. Bearcats can wrap up the Greater Thumb East title next week with a win down at Brown City. They clinched a share already with the victory last week against the Pirates. Here's the handoff. It's going to Evan Gasho around the right side. Gasho going to pick up a couple yards. That's going to bring up fourth down for the Lakers.
And just to show how expansive our texting and coverage area is, Merrill leading Carlton 35-0.
Well, that has some ties to this game, as the Lakers defeated Carlton in week one. So there you go.
But and also Merrill could be a possible playoff opponent of the Reese Rockets coming up later in the season.
Fourth down and 6 coming up for the Lakers. Now that, you know, the fun part begins as teams start to clinch playoff spots for the Lakers here in punt formation. And they do get a decent kick away here. The guessing begins as to which way teams are going to travel. And the Thumb area, Jason's in a unique situation because you've got perhaps, let's just say, for instance, Ubley, Harbor Beach, USA could all fall into the same district together. But once you start talking about a regional area, do they start heading south towards the Metro Detroit area? Do they head north towards Grayling Gaylord and perhaps run into a Traverse City St. Francis along the way? That's the fun part, is the guessing starts to get underway a little bit.
Yeah, it's always fun to, as you get down to it, you see the playoff points, and you get some of the prognosticators out there predicting who's going where, who's playing where, we're only a couple weeks away from that here, as Reese will have wrapped up a playoff berth tonight, along with the Ubley Bearcats.
A couple updates to get you up to date on here as soon as I get set here on first down. The Rockets take the football up to about the 45-yard line.
Trevor Bolt's on the carry for the Rockets.
Okay. Marlette and Harbor Beach now locked up in a dandy 31-28. Marlette with the lead. 31-28. And All Saints, Jason, has moved ahead of the Redhawks 20-18. So the Cass City Redhawks, who had the lead throughout most of that game, there's about 8 minutes left to go in that All Saints Cass City game. All Saints ahead now, 20-18. Rockets on second down, pick up a couple more yards here. Third down and 4 coming up with 9:25 to play. This one, the point differential rule back in effect here, 48-8 is our score. Rockets with the football, looking to just run much time off as they can, get out of here without any more injuries or problems, and look ahead to the showdown that may have lost a little bit of its luster, but nonetheless, Jason, it'll be a good measuring stick to see just where the USA Patriots stand and what they have left as this season starts to draw to a close as we enter week number 7, as number 22, Trevor Bolts, the ball carrier, picks up a first down for the Rockets.
Yeah, this is my favorite time of year. Once you get into week 6, week, you know, and beyond in the regular season, you know, the playoffs start to take shape, teams start to clinch. This week, obviously, Reese and Ubley clinching. In the weeks to follow, you know, there may be another team. You know, USA was hoping for a win tonight so they could clinch.